I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode and we're going to be looking at Madonna's Papa Don't Preach, a song which seems to be about teenage pregnancy and the relationship between a young woman and her father. So, as I've mentioned there, the central theme of the song is about this young woman who is pregnant, and she has already decided that she wants to keep the baby. As you'll hear when I talk through the lyrics of this song, the father of the child is committed, and so she wants to keep the child. However, her friends disagree, and her friends think that she should enjoy her life, her younger days, and it seems that her father is also judging the decision. Which brings us to the second theme, which is about the relationship between the father and the daughter and how the voice of the song is really asking her father not to judge her. So that's what the song's about. Let's take a look at the lyrics. And throughout the song, I'll be taking a look at the definition of some of the words and phrases in the song. So let's go from the beginning. Papa, I know you're going to be upset. Because I was always your little girl. But you should know by now, I'm not a baby. So hopefully that first verse is clear. Next, you always taught me right from wrong. I need your help. Daddy, please be strong. I may be young at heart, but I know what I'm saying. So let's take a look at that first part. You always taught me right from wrong. Well, this is an expression which means to be able to distinguish what things are good and what things are bad. To be able to tell right from wrong, or to teach right from wrong, as it says in the lyrics. Next, the one you warned me all about, the one you said I could do without, we're in an awful mess, and I don't mean maybe. So let's take a look at that bit. Pay attention here to the preposition which follows warn. You warn someone about something. So the preposition you're looking for here is about. In this case, her father had warned her about the guy. And then the next bit, the one you said I could do without. To do without someone is simply to not have something. To be without something, or to do without in this case. We're in an awful mess, and I don't mean maybe. And then the chorus. Papa don't preach, I'm in trouble deep. Papa don't preach, I've been losing sleep. So here we have the chorus and the title of the song as well, Papa Don't Preach. So what does preach mean? Well, it's to give unwanted advice. Especially about moral matters. If somebody's always preaching at you and they're trying to force an opinion or force advice on you. And the next part, but I made up my mind, I'm keeping my baby. To make up your mind means to make a decision. I have decided. So I made up my mind, I'm keeping my baby. I'm going to keep my baby. The next part, he says that he's going to marry me. We can raise a little family. Maybe we'll be all right. It's a sacrifice. So let's look at that. We can raise a little family. Well, to raise a family means to bring up children. That's another way of saying that, to bring up children. Maybe we'll be all right. It's a sacrifice. So there appears to be some doubt about this. And the final bit before the last chorus. But my friends keep telling me to give it up, saying I'm too young, I ought to live it up. What I need right now is some good advice. So lots going on in this part, so let's take a look at it. A couple of good phrasal verbs. First of all, but my friends keep telling me to give it up. Well, this is referring to the baby, to give the baby up, to have an abortion in this case. Also, give up means to abandon or stop doing something. Saying I'm too young, I ought to live it up. To ought to do something means should. It is advice. You ought to do this. So I ought to, if you say it quite quickly in more of a colloquial way, then it's oughta. Live it up. So I ought to live it up. Live it up means basically to enjoy my life and to do fun things before I start a family. So I ought to live it up means I should. They say that I should enjoy my younger years. What I need right now is some good advice, please. A reminder here that the word advice is an uncountable noun. So you can't say an advice or a good advice. We're going to use the word some good advice. And that's why this word is used. And then back to the chorus, Papa don't preach. So those are the lyrics to that classic Madonna song. Hope you have a nice clear understanding of the lyrics now, and also some of the vocabulary and phrasal verbs and expressions which are used. So that's all for today's podcast. If you have any ideas about songs you would like me to summarize and talk through the lyrics for, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.